This is Rudy Caro, DIC, Anastasia, NISTSA, dictation for Dr. Kaki. Date of this service is January 23, 2013. Patient name is Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, Dorothea, D-O-R-O-T-H-E-A. Date of birth 3-16-1962. Paragraph, primary care physician, Dr. Black, B-L-A-C-K, office located in 2888 West Grand, G-R-A-N-D Boulevard, Detroit, Michigan, 48202. Phone number 313-8-754-200, fax number 313-8-755-728. Paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Paragraph, reason for visit, new consult. Paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Crawford, a 50-year-old African-American female with past medical history significant for diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and asthma. Period. She came to our clinic today as a new consult for the evaluation of her chest pain. Period. She describes her chest pain as sharp mid-sternum with exertion and at rest as well that are occurring weekly, period. She also admits to lower extremities pain upon walking, period. She states that her primary care physician, Dr. Black, B-L-A-C-K, did recommend her HCTZ, capital H, capital C, capital D, capital Z, 6 months ago to control her blood pressure. In period. However, she did refuse to take the medication due to frequent urination. In period. She denies shortness of breath, palpitations, lightheadedness, dizziness, syncope, presyncope, and lower extremities edema. In period. Paragraph. Past medical history, 1, diabetes mellitus, 2, asthma, 3, hypertension. Paragraph, past surgical history, 1, C capital C section, 2, abdominal surgery for stabbed wound, period. Paragraph, a social history, patient admits to a half of pack a day cigarette smoking since the age of 16, period. She also does drink alcohol occasionally, period. She denies any recreational drug use, period, paragraph. Family history significant for hypertension and diabetes mellitus in both parents, period, paragraph. Allergies, non-known drug allergies, paragraph, current medications. Metformin, M-E-T, TFORMIN 850 milligram pure BID. Next, lisinopril LISINOPRIL 20 milligram pure QDA. Next, albuterol ALBUTEROL inhaler PRN. Paragraph. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 144/97, medication not taking, pulse 83, weight 230.3 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches, period for the rest of physical examination, please copy and paste from normal physical examination template, period, paragraph, diagnostic tests, done 10/24/2012. Chemistry. Hemoglobin A1C 8.1. ALT 16. Cholesterol 204. Triglycerides 70. HDL 106. LDL 84. Cholesterol to HDL ratio 1.9. Microalbumin 31.1. Urine for microalbumin 417. Period hematology, white blood count 8.5, red blood count 4.49, hemoglobin 13.5, hematocrit 41. MCV 91.3, MCH 30.1, MCHC 32.9, red cell distribution white 15.2, platelets 358, mean platelet volume 12.5, absolute lymphocytes 2.2, lymphocytes 26%, absolute monocytes 0.7, monocytes percentage 8, absolute neutrophils 4.7, neutrophil 55%, absolute eosinophils 0.9, eosinophil 11%, absolute basophil 0.1, basophil 1%, paragraph, assessment and plan, coronary artery disease screening. She has multiple risk factors for CAD, capital C, capital A, capital D, including diabetes mellitus, hypertension, smoking, an abnormal lipid profile, period. She's complaining of atypical chest pain in period. We recommend stress test to assess coronary artery system and also 2D echocardiography to rule out any wall motion abnormalities. Period. In period also, we recommend to start aspirin 81 milligram and statin therapy with a target LDL capital L, capital D, capital L below 70, period. Paragraph, hypertension. She has a history of hypertension. Period. She is currently in lisinopril LISINOPRIL 20 milligram daily. Period. Her PCP, capital P, capital C, capital P, advised HCTZ, capital H, capital C, capital T, capital Z as well. Which she refused, period. And today is the visit. Her blood pressure is elevated 144 over 97 period. We recommend to start amlodipine, amlodipine, 5 milligram daily. Period. We recommend target systolic blood pressure below 130. Period. We will recheck blood pressure level and follow up visits. And if needed, further adjustment will be made. Period. Patient was advised to adhere to low-salt, low-fat diet, period. Paragraph. Peripheral arterial disease screening. She has multiple risk factors for PED, capital P, capital A, capital D, including diabetes, myelitis, hypertension, and smoking, period. She is complaining of lower extremities pain with exertion, period. We will evaluate with segmental ABI, capital A, capital B, capital I, period, paragraph, hyperlipidemia. She has a history of abnormal lipid profile, period. Blood chemistry done on 10/24/2012 revealed cholesterol 204, triglycerides 70, HDL 106, LDL 84, cholesterol to HDL ratio of 1.9, period. We recommend to start simvastatin, SIMVASTATINE, 20 milligram daily, period. We will follow up with repeated lipid profile test, period, paragraph, diabetes myelitis. She is a non-diabetic, period. She is currently on metformin, metformin, period. Her most recent hemoglobin A1C done on 10/24/2012 was 8.1, period. We recommend tight glycemic control and target hemoglobin A1C below 6.5, period. She is to follow up with her primary care physician in this matter, period. Paragraph, asthma. Patient is known to have asthma, period. She is taking albuterol, albuterol inhaler as needed, period. She currently denies any shortness of breath, period. She is to follow up with her primary care physician on this matter, period. Paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in care of Ms. Crawford, period. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns, period. We will see her back on February 13, period. Meanwhile, she's advised to continue to see her primary care physician for the continuity of care, period. Paragraph. Thank you, period. Sincerely, Rodica, Rodi, ICA, Anastasia, NISTSA, dictating for Dr. Kaki with all his board certifications, period. This is the end of this dictation.